Wow. Thank you, Jason Glass. And thank you all for being here. Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds and I want to welcome each of you to this, the Iowa Education Summit. It's a privilege to have an opportunity to speak before so many people who value education as much as you do. I also want to pose this critical question. How can Iowa deliver a world-class education to all students who must be better prepared than ever to succeed in a dynamic, knowledge-based global economy? That is the question that Iowans must answer together. We have a proud tradition of outstanding schools in this state, but we became complacent. While some states raised academic expectations, we did little to change. Iowa went from being a star performer on national tests in the 1990s to falling towards the middle of the pack in 2009. As other states improved their schools, so did other nations outperform the United States in international tests. They understand that brain power is the currency of the 21st century. They realize that today, all students, not just the top students, need to master math, science, English, and social studies, and to learn skills in problem solving, thinking creatively, and communicating clearly. Our goal can't be just for Iowa students to be best in the nation again. We must make sure Iowa students can compete with young people in countries with the highest performing schools based on the Program for International Student Assessment, known as PISA. 15-year-olds in more than 60 countries take this exam. Our youngsters deserve to be as well educated as those in Canada, Japan, Australia, among other places. And we must work together toward that goal with the same urgency that Iowans marshal when communities face the devastation of a flood or a tornado. This is the challenge that will become a catastrophe if we fail to act. This is about whether our young children are equipped for the ability to land the good jobs of the future and to be good citizens. The future well-being of our great state depends on Iowans' willingness to dramatically improve our schools. I'm optimistic that Iowans will meet this challenge. Leaders of the world's highest performing school systems continually learn from what works well elsewhere. We can do that too. Let's adopt the most successful approaches around the world, along with Iowans' best ideas, to craft the right strategy for our state. Let's move quickly in that direction with this in mind. The Georgetown University Center for Education and the Workforce projects that by the year 2018, 63% of U.S. jobs will require some post-secondary education, while 58% of Iowans aged 25 and older have at least some college. Iowa ranks 26th in the nation. To gain a competitive advantage, more Iowa high school graduates need to be ready for training or college, and they need to understand how higher education will better prepare them for the challenging jobs that pay well. That will determine whether they have access to the middle class, and whether Iowa thrives with new and expanding businesses because our workforce is the best educated in the nation. To create world-class schools, we must address three key areas. First, how to ensure the most qualified, best prepared principals and teachers can do their best possible work for Iowa students. Research shows that a highly effective instructor is the most important factor in the classroom in raising student achievement. And some teachers consistently enable students to make more academic progress than others. Given the high stakes in the 21st century, every teacher must make significant academic progress with every student every year. At the same time, let's recognize that children come to school at different starting points because of the problems beyond the control of the schools, such as poverty. Steady growth towards high academic standards should be the focus. More support for teachers from parents and others in the community is crucial. If we're going to expect more from our teachers, we must provide a better support system for our teachers. That starts with being more selective about who becomes a teacher. Leading management consulting firm McKinsey & Company reports that top-performing countries recruit 100% of their teachers from the top third academically. Earning good grades is not a guarantee of success as a teacher, because other qualities count as well, such as having an engaging personality. But it makes sense for new teachers to be drawn from among the smartest, hardest working students. And we need to also pay beginning teachers more as well. We have to send a message that teaching is a highly respected profession here in Iowa. I understand that teaching is one of the most important jobs there is. While I was growing up, I had some great teachers, but one in particular really inspired me, Lyra Seawick, who taught American history in Forest City. And she had one blue eye and one brown eye. Her favorite color was purple, so she wore a lot of purple dresses. But that's not why she commanded everyone's attention. She had a passion for teaching and a love for America. And she taught us the three R's of good government: rights, respect, and responsibility. And any student that ever had Lyra Seawick could to this day recite those three R's of good government. It's because of her that I went on to law school and a career of public service. I understand, too, that teaching is one of the toughest jobs there is, especially when students today are expected to learn so much more compared to when I was in school. So we must create more time for teachers to do their work. They need more time for professional development targeted to improved instruction. They need more time to collaborate on lessons and to figure out how to help students who are struggling to learn. Better working conditions will allow the vast majority of teachers to make more progress in raising student achievement. Meanwhile, teachers who do not raise achievement enough over time should receive intensive coaching. If a genuine effort to assist them fails and due process is followed, they should leave the classroom in a reasonable time so students don't continue to be shortchanged. At the same time, outstanding teachers should be rewarded. They should have the opportunity to be educational leaders. Master teachers, for example, should split their time between teaching and coaching others. They should observe teachers teaching and provide invaluable feedback. They could foster a culture of professional excellence in every school building. Fostering a culture of professional excellence should be the mission of principals as well. Instead, far too much of the principal's day often is taken up with other issues, such as building management. More training is needed so more principals know how to better support teachers in the classroom and work with them as colleagues. Many principals say they rarely have time to observe teachers in the classroom, and many teachers say their performance evaluations typically have little value. This must change if we are to raise student achievement. Highly effective teachers and principals are a hallmark of top-performing school systems. So are high academic standards. Top-performing school systems expect virtually all students to meet high standards. Schools are in the process of implementing the Iowa Core, essential skills and concepts for math, science, literacy, and social studies. The State Board of Education decision to add the new voluntary Common Core standards in math and literacy strengthens the Iowa Core, but there's still more to do. Consistently high, clear expectations for what students should know and be able to do is essential. The Iowa Department of Education, with the help of educators from around this state, will fine-tune the mathematics and literacy standards. It will strengthen science and social studies standards as well. Designing the curriculum to meet those standards will be left to the districts with assistance from area education agencies. But there is also value in having a first-rate model curriculum. The State Education Department will develop a model to serve as a guideline. Next, it's critical that we have strong matching assessments in which teachers have confidence. Those assessments must reflect the curriculum, and they should provide useful, ongoing feedback. They should help teachers, students, and parents understand where students are having success and where students need to improve. That brings us to the third area to be addressed, innovation to boost learning. One way to do that is to expand the number of high-quality charter schools in our state. Charter schools can innovate in a myriad of ways. They can offer longer school days and longer school years. They can focus on science or the arts or some other specialty. Innovation should also mean figuring out how to provide tailor-made opportunity for students by combining resources that are available in the traditional classroom with resources available online. In other words, we can make learning more personalized, relevant, and engaging, and enable students to progress based on their competence rather than seat time. Like many of you, I did not expect Iowa to lose its place as a national leader in education. But now we must acknowledge where we are, roll up our sleeves, and move forward. Let's build the broadest possible coalition of Iowans to create world-class schools, because the change required will not be easy. No one will be more critical to our success in this coalition than Iowa teachers. I want to thank you teachers for your dedication and for giving Iowa children the best education possible. The system in place does too little to support the incredibly valuable work that teachers do, and too often treats teachers as interchangeable parts rather than vitally important professionals that you are. In addition to expressing my appreciation for teachers, I want to express deep appreciation for our seven partners who have helped support this Iowa Education Summit. They are the Iowa Alliance for Choice in Education, Iowa Area Education Agencies, the Iowa Association of School Boards, the Iowa State Education Association, School Administrators of Iowa, the Iowa Business Council, and the Iowa Chamber Alliance. Thank you all for sharing your thoughts and ideas on how we can improve Iowa schools. Thank you to the many other businesses, organizations, and individuals who have contributed to making the Iowa Education Summit possible. And thank you again to everyone who is here today. This is a great turnout, including educators, parents, legislators, business executives, and community leaders. We want to thank all of you for making education such a high priority. Other states and nations are striving successfully for educational excellence. They know that a high school education is no longer enough for their children. We can join them by putting in place policies that do three key things. Number one, help all our teachers and principals to be highly effective. Number two, raise academic standards and accountability. Number three, foster innovation that improves learning and gives families more options. Some of the improvements won't be costly. Others will require significant new dollars spent in smart, strategic ways. All will require that we work together. Working together, we can make sensible, long overdue improvements in Iowa schools. Working together, we can meet the vital goal of giving our children and grandchildren a world-class education. They are counting on us. We cannot let them down. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Governor Branstad, for that speech and those remarks. We have a couple of minutes for a question, if that's okay.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah, you're one of the longest serving governors, certainly in the history of Iowa, around the nation as well. In your first terms in the 80s and 90s versus today, what do you see as different in schools, or what's different in the debate around education from that time to now?
Well, the technology has changed so dramatically. Today, you know, social networking and the internet are just commonplace. The kids know more about this than we do, and so that's a challenge for teachers. That's a challenge for everybody. But it also opens up some great new avenues for learning, and we need to utilize that. The research that people can do online is just phenomenal, and there's a lot of opportunities for learning there, and for collaboration. The other thing that I think is encouraging is when we were working on education reform back, I worked with the ISEA and the School Board Association with our three-phase educational excellence program back in 1987. We didn't have groups like the Gates Foundation, the Lumina Foundation. We didn't have the Hunt Institute. All these groups, foundations and organizations that are willing to invest resource and experience and knowledge to help reform and improve education. And so we were kind of out front on our own. Now there's just a lot of activity going on around the country and around the world, and we can learn from that.
Thank you. And one final brief question. Just what are your greatest hopes for this summit and what happens next?
Well, my hope that this summit can be a catalyst to build a statewide consensus on education reform. And I know Iowans care deeply about education. But I also know that everybody's got their own ideas. And for us to be successful, we've really got to come together. When I was the president of Des Moines University, we never made unilateral decisions. We did them by consensus. And that meant we sometimes had a lot of meetings, and I learned in working with academics, you can't tell people what to do. You've got to get their involvement. You've got to get their participation, and they've got to feel some ownership. And that's also true, I think, of parents and business leaders as well. And so that's what our goal is here. I'm very excited about the turnout, the interest, the enthusiasm, but it's going to be the follow-through, and we intend to take the ideas from this and put together some draft ideas and then to go out and do town hall meetings all across the state again and to get feedback and hopefully through that process develop a consensus for actions that can be taken both by you and the Department of Education and by the governor and legislature and by local school districts.
Thank you, Governor. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm show of appreciation to Governor Branstad. It's now my honor to introduce the United States